wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
And give God thanks. Appreciate Him. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Wave your hands to Jesus and give Him thanks. He has done us well. Celebrate Him. Magnify His name. Give Him praise for the privilege to see the first day in these 3 days, prayer and fasting, a week of spiritual emphasis. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Father, we give You all the glory. Blessed be Your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you ask, Lord, give me an encounter these 3 days? I want an encounter with You on this mountain. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. An encounter via Your word. Give me an encounter. I desire an encounter of a lifetime. Give me an encounter on this mountain. Give me an encounter on this mountain. Give me an encounter on this mountain. Thank You, Jesus. Glory and honor to Your name forever. In Jesus' matchless name, we are free. Celebrate Jesus with a clap and please be seated. May the word of God reach out to someone tonight in the name of Jesus. What a joy you are alive, healthy, to see the week of spiritual emphasis, October edition. It will mean something new in your life. It will deliver blessing into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. He said they'll grow from strength to strength, every one of them that appear before the Lord in Zion. Therefore, I pray that supernatural strength shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember that the theme of the month is breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. What is your heritage in Christ? You will not break down anymore. I say you will not break down anymore. You will break forth on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. And we shall be considering engaging the master key to supernatural breakthrough. Engaging the master key to supernatural breakthrough. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God. Do you love God? To them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. For everyone that is called according to His purpose, all things must work together for your good this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, your amen needs to be charged. Amen. Hallelujah. Take note tonight that the crave for breakthrough is universal. Everyone wants to break through, even people doing wrong things. A criminal wakes up in the morning to say a word of prayer. As I go, let them not catch me. Everyone wants a breakthrough, even those doing wrong things. How much more you and I as believers? So breakthrough is something that is needed, that is desired universally. And I pray that you will break forth on every side in the name of Jesus. We live in a kingdom that operates on keys. We live in a kingdom that operates on keys. You can't break your way in this kingdom. You must break in by the key. Praise the Lord. So we live in a kingdom that operates by key. You are not stranded because there is no way out. You are stranded because you lack the key to break through. When you have the key, there is no longer tension. When the key is in your hand, you open the door and enter gallantly. This month, God will hand over the keys to your breakthrough into your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And also, I want us to note that when we talk about supernatural breakthrough, it has its source in God. So we are not saying doing fetchy things to change level. We are saying doing godly things to change level. So the breakthrough we are talking about is supernatural. meaning it has a source in God. We are in the last days, the days of the rising stars in the kingdom. In Psalm 110, God telling us what is about to do to you and I. Verse 1, it said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Verse 2, it said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Listen, you are meant to be a ruler, not a slave. Now, the end of slavery has come for you. In the name of Jesus, we are to rule and not to be enslaved. We are to do exploit and not be exploited. So you and I are meant to rule. Wherever you will find ourselves, we are meant to be in charge. In business, in career, in your office, you are meant to be in charge. Until you arrive, nothing happens. That is who you are, a rising star. And that is who you will be forever. In verse 3 of that same scripture, said, thy people shall be willing in the days of thy power, in the beauty of his holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast a dew of thy youth. I see somebody breaking forth this season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Zion dwellers are rising stars. Zion dwellers are rising stars. So if you are connected to Zion, you are expected to rise and shine. No wonder the Bible says, arise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you and I. You will shine. I said, you will rise, you will shine. But our level of love for God is what defines the limits of our destiny in the kingdom. Our level of love. It is your level of love that determines the affluence you command. Our level of love determines our level of exploit. You want to do exploits, then your level of love must be great. In John 21, 15 to 17, Jesus was trying to prove the love that Simon Peter had for him. And he called him 3 times. Do you love me? He said, you know that I love you. 3 times, repeating the same thing. He said, you know I love you. If you love me, feed my sheep. That means do my work, do my will. As you connect this season, doing His will, reaching out to souls, I see the love of God bringing about all of your heart desires in Jesus' name. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 16, it says, and we have known and believe the love that God has to us. It says, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Lovers of God cannot be separated from God. Lovers of God are intimate with God. Lovers of God cannot be separated from God. So the benefits that God has, these lovers have. Lovers, perhaps most times, talking about married people, they eat together. So they can slice their meat together. They share their meat together. You are a lover of God, so you are qualified to enjoy what Jesus enjoyed. For instance, he enjoys supernatural health. He was not sick in his days. Therefore, you are permitted to enjoy good health. The life of Jesus was not taken. He gave it. He gave it. He submitted. So until you submit it, nobody can take your life. These are the benefits. He was never stranded. When it looks as if they were about to be stranded, remember the testimony. 5,000 men fed apart from women and children. How? Because he was a lover. Lovers of God enjoy provision from God. You will enjoy supernatural provision in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as we grow in love, we continue to command great breakthroughs, greater level of breakthrough by the day. As we continue in love, we continue to command great level of breakthrough. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, the Bible says, and though I have the gift of prophecy, though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries. Meaning I've been planted in a vineyard. I have skills. I have prophecy. I can even preach very well. And all knowledge. And though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains. Here it is. And have not charity, I am nothing. What makes you something in the kingdom is love. You have no love for God. You have no love for the things of God. You are nothing. He said, I am nothing. If I have no love, I am nothing. It doesn't matter the title now. I am nothing. A pastor that does not have love for God, forget the title, is nothing.
It's nothing. So the love of God is our identity here. The love of God is our status. When they call you, they say, chief. No, here is lover of God. A lover of God. Don't desire any other title, sir. The best title you can have is you love God. Remember, Solomon loved the Lord. David loved the Lord. Look at how God treated them specially. That shall be your experience in Jesus' name. May the love of God in your heart increase. In the name of Jesus Christ. Scripturally, breakthrough is defined by faith, but our faith will only deliver to the level of our love for God. Our faith will only deliver to the level of our love for God. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. He said, but faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. So work on your love life, and then you will see exploits. You want supernatural breakthrough? Just work on your love life. How do you know someone that loves God? He said, if you love him, you will love his word. If you love him, you will love souls. If you love him, you will love his house. That is a lover of God. A lover of God loves what God loves. And as you continue to show love, I see your faith grow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pursuing after God and the interest of his kingdom is a gateway to all-round supernatural breakthrough. It is a gateway to supernatural breakthrough. Pursuing after God and the interest of his kingdom. Remember Matthew 6, 33, the jackpot of life. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things shall be added unto you. Things that people call prayer points that you did not write will be given to you cheaply. They shall be added unto you. Whatever you desire this season, as you show love to God, as you pursue after the things of God, they shall be added unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 12, the people there seek the Lord. He said, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And then in verse 15, the result came. He said, and the Lord gave them rest round about. The Lord gave them rest round about. These were people that were troubled before that time. They were troubled, but they decided. You see, your decision is what determines your distinction. Until you decide, until you make up your mind to go after God, you are not ready to be distinguished. It is your decision that determines your distinction. God keeps giving us instruction because instruction is what leads to distinction. So until you take advantage of the instruction we hear per day, you cannot be distinguished. I pray that the grace to take advantage of instruction be released to somebody tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hear this, people of God, that every door has a key. You cannot break your way into breakthrough, but by these keys. So quickly, we look at some of these keys. Just two of them for tonight. Number one is divine presence. Divine presence. Divine presence. It is one of the greatest virtues of redemption. Divine presence. Oh, I love it. When you receive Jesus, you begin to command divine presence. The attention of heaven comes on you. When you receive Jesus, the challenge of most of the believers is that they are not conscious of what they have done. They confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but they are not conscious of what they have done. Listen, redemption brings about exemption from evil. Redemption brings about divine presence. God himself sending his angels to go before you. Sending his angels to go with you. May you experience divine presence. Divine presence is a principal factor in the school of the miraculous. Nothing happens until God arrives. Nothing happens until God arrives. That is why you see in any of our service, we first call down the presence of God. Because if it doesn't come, it will look like a social gathering. In every social gathering, there's a shout. There's a clap. There's even dance. The meeting will be like a social gathering without divine presence. The difference between us and those that are gathering, social gathering, is divine presence. God in the midst of us is mighty. It's not just mighty to look around, it's mighty to save. Every time we gather in his name, he's there in our midst. Hear this, God is here.
And you didn't say loud amen like you understand. Divine presence. Divine presence. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed. Why? Because God was with him. God was with him. God, he will do nothing except when God is with him. Listen, when God is with you, you go for an interview, they accept you by just seeing you. I don't know if you have heard it before. Someone went for an interview. And then they picked him aside and selected him and called everybody and said, we are very sorry, we have seen who we want. Your reaction does not matter. Divine presence. When divine presence comes, everybody's attention is turned to you. You say, who is this? That's what they saw. And they say, who are these that fly as a cloud? Divine presence will be your portion from today. If God is not following you, don't go. If you go, you might not return. Any man that goes with divine presence will always return in peace. Divine presence is what we need today. Moses understood this. He said, if your presence will not go with us, take us not from this place. Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. Divine presence. Divine presence. You are going out. Lord, your presence. Your presence. What secures you is the presence of God. God is everywhere but does not manifest everywhere. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere, but he doesn't manifest everywhere. That is why you need his presence. If he comes with you, he will stay with you. I see God preserving someone. I see God making you to have supernatural breakthrough this season. Here is our access for unlimited breakthrough is tied to divine presence. Divine presence. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Romans chapter 8 verse 31, the Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? No one can be against you when God is for you. When God is for you, he will be with you. When God is for you, he will walk with you. He will walk in you. He will walk around you. He will change things around you. The reason why you are struggling in that business, perhaps, is because God is not there. When God arrives, things begin to function well. May God arrive for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Many can produce proof because they are disconnected from their roots. They can't produce proofs. They call them believers, but there is nothing to show why they are disconnected from their roots. Until you reconnect to your roots, talking about divine presence, reconnect to God, you cannot produce proofs. Many can produce proofs because they are disconnected from the roots. As you reconnect yourself to the roots in Jesus, I see divine presence being the order of the day for you in Jesus' name. Look at the effect of divine presence. Psalm 24, verse 7. Psalm 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord, that is the Lord that fights war. The Lord of hosts. The Lord that have armies. The Lord of hosts. When you follow behind the Lord of hosts, nothing can stop you. Have you seen a siren moving? Maybe the president moving on the highway or the governor moving on the highway. And then somehow you manage to follow them with your vehicle. The road also will clear for you. It clears for you. So all you need is to say, God, go ahead of me. I want to follow. Go ahead of me. When God goes ahead of you, blessing comes out for you. This season, breakthrough shall be your experience. So every day, make sure you cry, Lord, I need your presence. Divine presence is what makes a difference in life. Divine presence makes a difference. And I gave us an example on Sunday on the manifestation of divine presence. The story I told of a young fellow that were traveling. And their mom said, she was praying for them. He said, I sent for the angels of the Lord and then God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, all of them to go with you. And then the children said, the vehicle is already full. There's no space for them. The only place they can, if they will sit in the trunk, in the boots. And then it looks like a joke. But as they traveled, they had an accident and the vehicle somersaulted.
And so my son, everything was squeezed.
Lo and behold,
in the boots, there was this, there were crates of eggs. Now, none of the crates or the egg got broken. Why? That is where they put God. Let God be the author. Lord, if you are not going, I'm not going. You remember what our father told God at the inception of the university, the Covenant University? He said, Lord, if you are not the one, tell me now, I tear this paper in the front of everybody. God said, it is me. And that is why we are where we are today. The university is being celebrated in the world today. Praise the name of the Lord. May the presence of God go with you, sir. As wrong as Jonah was, he still enjoyed the presence of God. That's why when he was thrown into the water, there was still fish to swallow him at least. Praise the Lord. Yet there's no gate of hell can be shut against God. Therefore, no gate of hell can be shut against you. All you need to do is to get God into your boat. Hello? Get God into your boat. You remember the testimony? The scriptures. They were in the ship and it was about to sink. Storm. Everybody was shouting. They woke him up. Don't you care that we die? You want us to die? And he said, no, he's not dead now. He spoke to the wind stopped. Now, because of him in the boat, they never sank. Hear this, God in your boat, your business cannot sink. God in your boat, your home cannot sink. All you need is divine presence. What swallows others will make you to swim. Divine presence. Divine presence. In Psalm 114, verse 1, it said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Verse 2, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. 3, he said the sea saw it and fled. So the sea has eyes. And then the sea had legs. The sea saw it and fled. From today, every sea of your life, of your business, your career will flee. In the name of Jesus Christ. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains began to skip like lambs, and the little heap like lambs. What hail thee, O thou sea, that thou fled? What a question. Thou Jordan, that thou was driven back. Ye mountains, that ye skip like lambs, and ye little hills like lambs. Verse 7. Tremble thou, O heart, at the presence of the Lord. Meaning, what is making the mountain to skip is the presence of the Lord. When you carry the presence of God, mountains begin to skip for you. People are falling on their own accord. People are confessing on their own accord. Why you carry divine presence? You carry divine presence. A man with divine presence, the door is open before he arrives. Even when you are not the one they are waiting for, they see you, they think you are the one. Well, we have already given him. Divine presence. May divine presence be your experience from today. May you never travel without Jesus. Amen. Divine presence. Obstacles always disappear at God's presence. That's why the sea saw and fled. Mountains skip like ram. Obstacle will always be at divine presence. Sir, if God is not the one that has sent you, you will be stranded. But if God is there with you, come on, the mountain skips like ground. Now mountain becomes your stepping stone. That shall be your story. You cannot carry God and miscarry destiny. You cannot carry God and miscarry destiny. You carry God, sir. Look at yourself very well. Say, I carry God. You are not sure. Say, I carry God. You love God. You dwell in him. It dwells in you. What does that mean? I carry God. I carry God. And because you carry God, you will not miscarry destiny. When God stretches forth his hand, no one can hold it back. Even Pharaoh couldn't try it. When God stretched his hand, no one can hold him back. So, God is about to stretch his hand in your favor this season. The end of the year shall be better than beginning for you in the name of Jesus. You know, we are in the last quarter already. This last quarter will be your best quarter. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
divine presence. He stretched his hand in Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back. Every sea that wants to consume your finances, that wants to consume your family, will go back suddenly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And number two, the word encounter is another key. Word encounter. Word encounter. Take note that love grants us express access to word encounter. Love grants us express access to word encounter. The Bible has this to say in John chapter 15, verse 15, henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Friends shares details. God cannot have an information and hide it from you when you are his friend. So, and love is what makes you the friend of God. There are things that you didn't know about your spouse the first day you met, but as you keep talking, you keep hearing. I discovered that there's no end to some of those stories. You keep hearing. So when you keep sharing, you keep hearing more. Praise the Lord. So when you keep sitting with God, he keeps telling you secret things. Things you have never known before. Was it yesterday, myself and my wife were still talking. She was still telling me things. I said, our wedding is going to be 10 years soon. She was telling me, I said, this one day too. I have not had this dimension of the stories. And I also share with her some dimensions of the stories. The more we live together, the more we share together. Hear this. The more you stay with God, the more of God you know. And you know what? They that do know their God shall be strong and do what? Exploit. So it is God you need to know, not man. You can know all men, all rich men, and yet be miserable if you don't know God. Love brings you close to God. May you know more of God. Hear this. Whenever we encounter a word from the Lord, a new chapter is open. A new chapter. A new chapter is about to be opened for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. He said, the Spirit entered into me when he's speaking to me. Every time you hear the word of God, something enters into you. Take advantage of that thing. The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. He said, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. May you hear God. The more of God you hear, the more of exploits you do. In Psalm 105 verse 17, the Bible says, he set a man before them, even Joseph, who was set for a servant. Verse 18, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Verse 19, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, and even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. May the word that will set you free come expressly. In the mighty name of Jesus, encounter with the word puts us supernaturally in command of breakthrough. Two people that have this kind of experience was Daniel. He had good love for God. Oh, no wonder he escaped when they were to destroy him in the lion's den. Why? The love he had for God. So God couldn't also sleep. God did not sleep. He ensured that he was preserved. Peter also had his fair share of the story, where he also was to be stranded. But God will always rise to help his own. May God rise on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rise to your feet as you pray. Father, help me to love you more. Help me to love you more. Help me to love you more. More than I've ever did. Lord, help me. Help me, Father, to love you. Help me, Lord, to love you. Help me, Lord, to love you. Lord, help me. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let your love be shared abroad in my heart. Somebody pray this prayer. Lord, let your love, let the love for the kingdom be shared abroad in my heart. Help me, Father, to love you more. Help me, Father, to love you more. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are here tonight. You are not born again. That is where you should start from. You need to reconnect to Jesus. Because if you don't reconnect to the roots, you cannot get the fruits. You cannot get proofs. So you want to receive him as your Lord and Savior wherever you are. Place your right hand on your chest as I lead you in this prayer right now. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I reject the devil today and accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, because you died for me. Thank you because you saved me. in Jesus' mighty name. You pray that.
You have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.